A health agency in Syracuse is hoping a successful nutrition program can be expanded. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, ACR Health's nutritional education program currently only has funding to serve clients with AIDS.
50-year-old Brian Cowden has been living with HIV/AIDS since he was 19. On medication to control the disease, Cowden says he never felt good, complaining of gastrointestinal problems, migraines, and sleep issues. But after joining ACR Health's nutrition program, that all went away.
When you get rid of crappy food, then all of a sudden the good food can come in and supply your body with the nutrients that it needs to be able to grow and to live. And that's exactly what I've done.
His success story is limited, though, to people with an HIV diagnosis because the program is federally funded through the Ryan White Foundation, which pays for services for people with HIV/AIDS. Support Services Program Coordinator Jennifer Cook says more people who walk into their doors could benefit from it.
I would say probably between 100 and 150, possible more. It would depend on how much funding we would receive, obviously. But anyone that comes into our doors with our health home program really could benefit from this program as well.
Syracuse area Congressman Dan Maffei thinks he may be able to help. He says it could be as simple as expanding the parameters of who is entitled to these federal funds through the Ryan White Foundation.
Not diverting funding away from any particular, you know, HIV or AIDS, but making sure that it makes sense, that if you do a program that can help people, you don't have to cut off the program simply because somebody doesn't have HIV at the moment.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.